Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the snap. Watson looking, taking his time, stepping out to the right. Deshaun wants to run across the five, and there's a flag down in the end zone. Watson runs in for the touchdown. Deshaun calls for the ball. Here's the snap. Watson fakes the give, steps out to his left. Watson wants to run, and he dives for the goal line. He's in! Deshaun Watson twisting his way into the end zone to grab the lead for Houston.
That was the biggest win in Bill O'Brien's tenure as Houston Texans head coach. I don't even think it's debatable. I'm sure there are some that you can talk about, maybe even some games this year that all of a sudden don't look as impressive as they once did. But that was it. I mean, I'll challenge you. As loopholes, as listeners, what was the best win in Bill O'Brien's tenure as Houston Texans head coach if it wasn't yesterday? You've got the reigning MVP. You've got a team that has been tabbed to be a Super Bowl contender with the New England Patriots and a giant, giant drop-off after that. You're in Kansas City, one of the toughest places to play. You're fighting for the division lead. They're fighting for to get back on their winning ways. What else do you want? That it doesn't get any bigger than that for Bill O'Brien, and I don't think it ever has.
COG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig on Reaction Monday. I 100% agree with you. I don't even think it's debatable. I don't think you can even bring anything to the table and compare it to what we saw the Texans do yesterday at Arrowhead. But Mark Vandermeer, who's called every single game the Texans have ever played, he disagrees. He thinks that media types are overreacting, and this was not the biggest win of the B.O.B. era.
The amount of praise they're heaping on the franchise after destroying them 2 weeks ago, and I get it, Johnny. It's pendulum swinging big time.
Yeah.
It's so extreme by some of these media types. You can't call it the biggest win ever for Bill O'Brien. I can't say this is bigger than beating Indy in 2015 when you did it for the first time ever and it paved the way to win the division
right
under him for the first time and for the third time ever. When you beat Indy in 2016, because trust me on this, Johnny, if they lose to the Colts on Sunday, the same people who are heaping praise on them right now will be killing them next week. You just got to keep going here. It's a long campaign.
That's very true, but this is the point. This is why this win is bigger than what he mentioned. Okay, symbolically, you can say beating the Colts the first time, it means something. But in the big scheme of things, that 2015 win, it was Brandon Whedon and T.J. Yates versus Matt Hasselbeck and the Indianapolis Colts,
right,
who were 6-7 at that moment. 2016, the Colts were an 8-8 team. Andrew Luck was almost dying on the field. He had to retire because of that season. Your ceiling wasn't any higher when you won those games. Your ceiling wasn't high like it is after you go to Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the first time in the Bill O'Brien era, and you've never been able to say this, John Lopez. We can go from a historic perspective, but just the Bill O'Brien era, this is the first time you can say that the Texans can beat anybody on any given Sunday. They went toe-to-toe with the Saints, and they went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs and got the best of them at their place. Both of those were road games. Now, yes, the Texans can go out there and they can lay a dud, and when we come in on Monday, because it is a fluid process, we're going to be talking about that. So I'm not sitting here saying that the Texans still can't lose to teams that they might have more talent than, but this is the first time in the Bill O'Brien era where the most important position on the field, quarterback, is playing at an MVP Hall of MVP level. And you can say they can beat anybody on any given Sunday. You can say that last year amidst the 9-game win streak. You can say that at any other time of the B.O.B. era. Your ceiling right now, as we sit the day after what we saw yesterday at Arrowhead, is higher than it's ever been in the B.O.B. era.
Don't confuse most important or most emotional with biggest. Those are three different things. And Vandermeer's one of my best friends, but I'll argue with him if he sits right in, if he walks in right now. Because, yeah, those were important, and they were emotional because you never win there. You never beat the Colts over there. So there was it might have been the most emotional. It might have been the most important to get over that hump. And it might have been the most important for Bill O'Brien's first division championship. Big whoop. You know?
It
was Brandon Whedon. And
it was Matt Hasselbeck.
But beyond that, it wasn't the best. the best win leads you to say things like this. And I'll defy anyone, including Mark or anybody else, to be honest, take the truth pill and tell me. After those wins, could you say, I think the Texans can win a Super Bowl? Because after this win, you can.
Just look around the league.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. Because if you just look around the league, if Deshaun Watson's going to play like this, I'm picking them against anybody. And I know the Patriots are playing good, but the Patriots' offense is bad right now.
Yeah.
They're without their starting left tackle. They brought in Antonio Brown for a reason. He's gone. They're without their starting fullback, and they really haven't played anybody. They played one team worth a damn, and the quarterback got hurt in that game. They played the Jets without Sam Darnold. They played the Dolphins. They played the Giants without their three best offensive players and a rookie quarterback. They haven't played anybody. You just beat the Kansas City Chiefs. The NFC, the Rams aren't what we thought they would be. The Saints don't have Drew Brees. You went toe-to-toe with them when they did have Drew Brees.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, people were talking about them being Super Bowl contenders. They've lost three straight games after winning three straight. As the NFL sits right now, after this win, the Houston Texans can beat anybody in this league. And if Deshaun Watson's going to play like this, I damn sure am not betting against him.
I'm telling you something right now. October 14th today, right? I've been here a little over 10 years. I've been on the air for about 13 years. I've been covering sports here for 30 years. I just realized something. That's the first time I've ever said those words. I think the Texans can win a Super Bowl. I think they're good enough to win a Super Bowl. That's the first time I've ever said that. I've covered this team since it was before it even had a nickname, since it was just the Houston professional franchise in the NFL. And so that's why this is the best, because you've proved something, not just to me, I mean, to the league and to yourselves. I never thought they could win a Super Bowl then. Are you kidding me?
No, you had.
They were happy to win a division championship.
You didn't have Deshaun Watson.
I never thought it when they were in 2012. Go back. I think they can. I think they have. Now, I'm not saying they are. I'm saying I think they are capable of, based on everything you just said. You know, the NFL is truly, the parity has truly struck the NFL. There is no dominant team outside of the Patriots. Okay, you got to go through the Patriots. I get that. But the NFC and the AFC, there's not a team out there that the Texans can't beat. I'm convinced. I've never said those words. It's actually kind of weird that I said that. I've never really believed it. I've never said those words, but I think they can do it. They're capable of it.
I mean, you sit here, seven teams in the AFC have winning records. You just beat one of them. You beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to face the Raiders in the next few weeks. You're going to face the Colts, who also have one. You're going to be tested. Then you're going to face the Patriots on December 1st. So you're in a situation where you have a chance to prove yourself. And I'm telling you this right now, facing the New England Patriots at NRG with what with the flaws that the Patriots have, despite the fact they've started out strong, if Deshaun Watson's playing like this, they're going to beat the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're a better team than the Raiders.
Could.
And a lot of people
could.
Well, they could, but yeah. I would bet on them. Mm-hmm. And I've done that before, and I've made that mistake. But yesterday we said this, and I said this going into the game. Until the Texans prove to me they can win a game like this, then they just can't raise up and win on the big stage. Well, they did it, and they proved it, and I feel more confident about this team than I ever have in the Bill O'Brien era, and it has everything to do with Deshaun Watson. Now, B.O.B. deserves a lot of credit,
but
it has everything to do with Deshaun Watson.
I'm glad you just said in the Bill O'Brien era, because I actually just got a text too. You know, tap the brakes a little bit on that. It's still Bill O'Brien. Part of the reason I feel the way I do is Bill O'Brien is coming off the best play calling I have ever seen him make. He was every bit as good a play caller yesterday as Andy freaking Reid, who's the best or one of the best in the NFL. He found a weakness. He found something that the Chiefs could not cover, that RPO to the left.
The RPO rollout.
Yeah, the run pass option rollout with a receiver just in front of him. Not downfield, but just in front of him, like 6 or 8 yards. And putting that outside end or linebacker or safety in no man's land. And he went, it was like the Oklahoma wishbone. They ran it over and over and over again and dared the Chiefs to stop it, and they never could. Bill O'Brien was on his game.
It was basically like another zone read where Deshaun Watson didn't have to take as much punishment.
I mean, and then he handed it off some.
And he had more choices. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that little wrinkle, that the rollout RPO that was going to the tight ends, it was masterful, and Bill O'Brien deserves a lot
or
of credit.
Will Fuller.
Deshaun Watson
going to tight ends and
deserves
Will Fuller.
A lot of credit. And then you had Will Fuller, who, by the way, this is the other thing about this win. Will Fuller dropped three touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst game Will Fuller's played. We haven't even gotten to the kicker yet, which I'm sure we will. And and the Texans still got that W. But I'm sure there's some people that want to minimize the win, and we take all challenges. 713-572-4610. Those are the phone lines. Shout out to all the loopholes. Hutch, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. Well, first off, I'm not going to say anything that's like earth-shattering, but I will say that these wins, the last two particularly, were wins where, yeah, bingo, Coach O'Brien had a game plan, he stuck to it, and we went out and got the win. Last year, you know, that 11-5 record was deceiving. We didn't get a lot of those wins. It was failure on the other teams. Now, think of the Redskins missing that field goal. Mm-hmm. Yay, we win by three. But, you know, that those aren't going out and getting wins like these last two. So, with that said, I think that creates kind of an expectation. And boy, does that bring you to the Astros. They expect to win these games. They were not going to lose that game last night. That just wasn't going to happen. So I think as you build on those, I think you're right, Mr. Lopez. When the Patriots come to town, if we continue at this pace, we will be able to beat them. We've had many close games with them where we beat ourselves.
All right. We appreciate you, Hutch. We got some breaking news involving the Texans. All right, so we heard about Titus Howard. Titus Howard, a sprained MCL, likely going to play again this year. No surgery required, and most importantly, according to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle, no torn ACL. Now, we saw another guy leave the game yesterday, cornerback Bradley Roby. Well, maybe not for a while, because here's the news about Bradley Roby from the OG John Lopez.
It looks for not at least a month. Ian Rappaport reporting starting cornerback Bradley Roby dealing with a hamstring injury that is considered, quote, significant, likely to miss at least a month.
Okay, so Bradley Roby, we saw him leave yesterday. No Jonathan Joseph. Bradley Roby going to miss some significant time. Titus Howard going to miss some significant time, probably about a month for each of them. But, you know, it's the NFL. Texans had been very fortunate in the injury category before yesterday, but it looks like they're going to have to start dealing with it heading into this game against Indianapolis. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig on a reaction Monday. 713-572-4610. Are we making too much of this Texans win? And speaking of wins, the Astros get a win, and they got the Yankees right where they want them. Reaction Monday continues next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.